From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The debt ceiling dance continued today in Congress. There's a two-step and there's a one-step. Republican House Speaker John Boehner has proposed a plan that would raise the borrowing limit in two phases. And the one-step plan comes from Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. President Obama makes a nationally broadcast address on this subject later this evening, and he'll be followed by Speaker Boehner. And here to sort out the two congressional proposals for us are NPR congressional correspondents Andrea Seabrook, who covers the House, and David Wellner, who watches the Senate. Hi to both of you.
Hi, Robert.
And first, Andrea and David, and let's begin with Andrea, the lightning round. You have one sentence to summarize each measure. Andrea, start with Speaker Boehner's plan.
Okay. It's a two-step plan, starting with a small increase in the debt ceiling, along with about $1.2 trillion in spending cuts, then a requirement that both chambers at least consider and vote on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, and then a so-called super committee of lawmakers to fast-track more cuts to the House and Senate floors. And if those pass, lawmakers would allow the debt ceiling to raise again sometime next year.
Okay, that's the plan of the Republican Speaker of the House. David, how about the Democratic Senate Majority Leader's plan?
Well, Robert, it's essentially a plan meant to take off the table the two central demands of House Republicans, namely that spending cuts in it exceed the amount by which the debt ceiling is being raised, and that the plan not rely on any new revenues from taxes.
Now, I want you to explain the timing of these two proposals. And first, Andrea, how does the Boehner proposal work, supposedly?
It would be two steps, both of which would happen before the election. So two votes, one sort of now to get us through the end of the year. The balanced budget amendment would have to be considered by the Senate and the House between October and the end of the year. And then sometime in the spring, likely, or maybe the winter, those other cuts would be considered, and the debt ceiling could raise another $1.6 trillion. So in other words, it just makes lawmakers vote for this thing twice.
And David Wellner, the timing for Harry Reid's plan?
The Reid debt ceiling plan would be voted on only once, and it would provide enough of an increase in the debt ceiling so another such vote would not have to be taken until 2013 after the elections. Now, Democrats say a shorter-term plan could shake markets and credit ratings as much as a default would, and they also say a second vote to raise the debt ceiling next year with the presidential campaign going full blast would be even more difficult than it is now. But House Republicans say this is all meant to shield President Obama from having another vote on the debt ceiling take place while he's campaigning for re-election.
Now, both plans, and this is a victory for the Republicans, both plans have no increases in revenue in them. But the spending cuts are different in the two. And, Andrea, let's begin with Speaker Boehner's plan. How does he arrive at all this through cutting spending?
Well, we don't know all the details yet, but it is a broad cut across many, especially social programs, including Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. We do know that if spending were to be exceeded the caps that Republicans would like to lay out, then it would trigger a broad across-the-board cut across all programs. So that's sort of the details we have at this moment.
And how does Harry Reid come up with, is it $2.7 trillion in cuts?
That's right. And that's about $300 billion more than the amount by which it would raise the debt ceiling. And none of those cuts come from Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security, while about $1 trillion of those cuts do come from a supposed peace dividend from drawing down the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And House Republicans included those same $1 trillion in more savings in the budget that they passed this spring, but they're now calling that big cut a gimmick.
Now, again, all this would be the subject of a speech by President Obama later this evening, and there'll be a response from the Speaker of the House. What do you both expect to see this week, Andrea?
The House Republicans have sort of a self-imposed rule that they cannot take up any legislation until it has been posted online for at least 3 days. So we're expecting their version of the bill to be posted sometime tonight. And so the earliest that it could be taken up would be Thursday. Until then, we're likely to see other bills on the floor and a lot of talking.
But you mean even if a default were at stake, they would stand by the rule that it has to be posted on the web for 3 days?
It has been made very clear to me that they will not waive that rule.
David Wellner, what do you expect to see?
Majority Leader Reid is bringing up his own plan today in the Senate, and even if he finds at least 7 Republicans to support it, which he'd need to get past filibusters that might block it, it would take the rest of this week to finish it and send it over to the House, where it may well be dead on arrival.
NPR's David Wellner, who covers the Senate, Andrea Seabrook, who covers the House. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks,
You're
Robert.
Welcome.